special edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It is Celebrity Night, and I have got $1 million I want to give away to the charity of any celebrity that can prove that they are smarter than a fifth grader. Let's meet our class. Cody! Mackenzie! Sierra! Nathan! And Olivia! All right, are you guys ready to meet your new classmates?
Yeah!
Our star student today is a professional skateboarder who attended Sierra Santa Elementary. Nice to meet you.
All right, you too. Thank you.
What kind of student were you?
I was pretty good, actually. I was, I got A's and B's for the most part until I got to high school. And
so were you popular?
No.
Really?
No, not at all.
Kind of like a little nerdy kid?
Pretty much, yeah. Skating was on the hierarchy of coolness below nerds, so... You know, there was.
Is that not amazing how time has changed? You're the guy that did it, man. You made it cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to our classroom. Now, I know you are playing for charity tonight. Tell everybody a little bit about the charity you're playing for.
Well, it's my foundation, the Tony Hawk Foundation, and we support public skate parks in low-income areas. And so we try to get funding and resources. Thank you.
All right. Well, these fifth graders are going to be taking the same test that you're taking, okay? We're going to let you cheat off of them. This is a cool classroom.
Oh, thankfully.
I'll explain a little bit about that later on, but right now, pick one of them and let's get started.
Oh, wow. I'm going to pick Cody to start with.
Cody! How cool is that?
Really cool.
Let me tell you how this test works, Tony. On the board, we're going to show you 10 subjects. They range from first grade through the fifth grade. You can pick them in any order you like. Your first correct answer is worth $1,000. The 10th question, should you answer it correctly, is worth $500,000. Okay? You nail this test, we're going to give you one more fifth grade question, and it will be worth $1 million for the Tony Hawk Foundation. What do you call it in skateboarding if you're standing there looking at a trick and you go, nah, I don't want to do it?
I guess you wimp out.
You wimp out?
Yeah.
All right, well, if at any point this test proves to be too difficult and you want to wimp out,
okay,
you can take the money and run, okay?
All right.
One stipulation before you leave. There's a camera right there. You have to agree to look into it and tell the world I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
Okay, no problem.
We got a deal?
All right.
Let's find out, is Tony Hawk smarter than a fifth grader? All right, Tony, 10 subjects on the board. I'm going to get you some help. I want to win some money for the foundation. Out of the 10 subjects, Cody, which two do you like the best?
Animal science and geography.
Animal science, second grade. Geography, second grade. And fourth grade.
All right. Okay, well, Cody likes geography. Let's go geography.
Second grade U.S. geography. Tony, for $1,000, here's the question. Cuba is geographically closest to what U.S. state? Cuba is geographically closest to what U.S. state? Your classmate Cody has locked in his answer.
I'm gonna go with Florida. Locking in.
Florida. Cuba's 90 miles from Florida. You're right, you got $1,000. There it is, right there. You feel better?
I feel good, yeah, I feel good.
We got one out of the way.
All right.
You're pretty good in school. You know how it is, you kind of dread a test, and then you get that first question, you're like, all right, I know
it. Yeah. It's amazing how you question what you are certain of as well.
But I always think of you as, like, such a confident guy.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You got $1,000 for the foundation. Let's double it right now, Tony.
Thank you. I'm gonna go down a level here, and I think I'm gonna go with first grade grammar.
First grade grammar. All right, Tony. For $2,000, the first grade grammar question is: true or false? There are no adjectives in the following sentence. Sierra boiled the spaghetti in a black pot. True or false? There are no adjectives in the following sentence. Sierra boiled the spaghetti in a black pot. Cody has locked in his answer.
Okay. I was never really good at sentence structure, but I do know adjectives, luckily. And I know that the adjective in that sentence is black, referring to the pot. So I am going to say that that statement is false. Lock it in.
Tony, you have $2,000. All right, your classmates can only help you two subjects at a time. Before you pick your next classmate, let me ask you, growing up, who was your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher was Miss Louisiak, because she believed in what I was doing. I was a skater, which was far different than anyone else was doing in my class or in my school, and she always gave me support. Anytime I did a paper or a project, I did it about skateboarding or something regarding skateboarding. And she was always backing it, and there was very little support for it back then, so I appreciated that.
Well, that's cool. So she told you to do the thing that you love doing.
She did, yeah.
Looks like she was right, because by 12, you were sponsored, by 14, you were a pro, and by 16, you were the best skateboarder on the planet. She knew what she was talking about. When we come back, we're going to be playing for $5,000. Of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our classmate today is the one and only Tony Hawk. You've got $2,000. We're about to play for $5,000. Let's win some money for the Tony Hawk Foundation. Your classmates can help you two questions at a time, so you need to pick another one.
Okay. I'll pick Mackenzie.
Mackenzie! Mackenzie, if you had to help Mr. Hawk with two subjects, which two would you pick?
I would pick measurements and animal science.
First grade and second grade.
I like the way you think, Mackenzie. First and second grade. Let's start low with the first grade measurements.
First grade measurements. For $5,000 for the Tony Hawk Foundation, here is the first grade measurements question. How many seconds are in half a minute? How many seconds are in half a minute? Mackenzie has locked in her answer.
Let's see. Well, I know that there are 60 seconds in a minute, and when we do skate routines in competition, we get 45 seconds, which doesn't really mean anything. I just thought I'd throw that out there as a... some factoid that I know.
It made my hands start sweating.
So I know that it's 30 seconds, and I'm going to lock that in.
The Tony Hawk Foundation's got $5,000. Woo! Tony, let's double that. Let's turn it into 10.
Oh, wow.
Pick another subject.
All right, well, according to Mackenzie, second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science. The $10,000 question is, true or false, all crocodiles are herbivores? True or false, all crocodiles are herbivores? Kenzie has locked in her answer.
That is rough.
Let me explain your cheats. You can peek at your classmates' paper, see if you like their answer. You can copy their paper. Or, true or false, it's a 50-50. If you're wrong and your classmate's right, they could save you.
I don't know. And is that really a second grade question? Or a third grade question?
It really is a second grade question.
No, I don't doubt it. Okay. You know, I think
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
What's the key word in the sentence?
Herbivore, which would be vegetable eating, right? Herbivore? I don't know, honestly. Why don't they say vegetarian? Oh, because it's plants. Herbivore. My instinct says no.
You did grow up in California,
yeah,
didn't you?
Whatever. Yeah. I want to say it's false, but I think I better peek at Mackenzie's answer because she seems confident about it. She seemed like she answered it quickly. So I'm going to lock in a peek.
Peek. The question was true or false, all crocodiles are herbivores. What would your guess have been?
False. It seems like they eat all kinds of stuff.
Your classmate, Mackenzie, said false.
Crocodiles are herbivores.
All crocodiles are herbivores.
I want to say that it's false. False.
False. The question, true or false, all crocodiles are herbivores. I asked you what a herbivore was. You thought it was a vegetarian.
It's painful for you to reiterate all this, you know.
A herbivore is an animal that eats only plants. If you even call a crocodile a herbivore, they will eat you.
Okay.
The answer is false. You're right. You got $10,000.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Tony, we're almost halfway to $1 million. You need to pick another classmate.
I'm going to pick Sierra.
Sierra!
Very excited.
She makes some high-pitched noises. Do you skateboard?
I've tried once, and believe me, it's not my thing.
It's not your thing?
Until I practice. Until I practice, it's not going to be my thing for a while.
Sierra.
Yes?
Right now, it doesn't matter if you can skateboard. It just matters if you can help Mr. Hawk. 6 questions left. Which ones do you like the best?
3rd grade world history and 3rd grade cultural studies.
3rd grade world history and 3rd grade cultural studies.
Okay. Honestly, my hardest subject in school was history. Sheerly because I had to remember dates, and dates were just learning numbers, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And so I don't feel so confident with history. Cultural studies? Yeah, let's go for cultural studies.
This is a big question, Tony, because you get this one right, the worst thing that could happen is you win at least $25,000 for the Tony Hawk Foundation.
Okay.
The $25,000 question is, what is the official language of Brazil?
Thank you.
What is the official language of Brazil? Your classmate Sierra has locked in her answer. You said thank you when this
thank
came
you,
up.
Yes, because a good friend of mine, who is one of the top pro skaters, Bob Burnquist, he has a dual nationality. He is U.S., but he's also Brazilian. And I know that he speaks Portuguese, which they also speak in Portugal.
Go figure.
So I'm going to say Portuguese, lock it in.
You answered fast. Did Brazilian cross your mind?
Brazilian never crossed my mind.
It's a good thing, because it is Portuguese, and you got $25,000. Every one of your classmates said Portuguese.
Really? All right.
Tony, we're halfway there. Five subjects left. Now, our last third grade question is history. You said that was not your good subject.
It's not my good subject, but Sierra requested it. And my default would be to go to math, but out of respect for Sierra, I'm gonna go for history.
Wow. So far, you are doing great. You've got your copy left, you have your save left, and you're halfway to $1 million.
Woo! All right.
Don't answer too quickly, okay?
Okay.
For $50,000, here's the third grade world history question. In ancient Greece, how often were the Olympic Games held? Every year, every 4 years, every 10 years. In ancient Greece, how often were the Olympic Games held? Every year, every 4 years, every 10 years. Sierra has already locked in. Now, this is not the X Games. It's the Olympic Games.
Okay, the Olympics. I know that the traditional Summer Olympics are held every 4 years, and the Winter Olympics are held every 4 years, alternating with those. So every 2 years, we get an Olympics. Back in ancient Greece, I don't think they were having Winter Olympics, but I honestly don't know. My instinct says 4 years because hopefully we've just kept that tradition going. Wow. This is where there's some strategy in using my cheats, and I'm blank on how I should...
Well, it's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice, true.
If you had a fairly certain answer, you could answer, and if you're wrong, you could hope that Sierra would save you.
True. Okay.
You could copy Sierra's paper. She answered quickly, but that means you must go with the answer that she's written down. No reason to drop out of school with $25,000, because even if you miss the question, you still have $25,000. This is the only question on the board that works like that.
True. I think I'm just gonna go with my gut and guess every 4 years, and if I happen to be wrong, hopefully Sierra saves me. No pressure, Sierra. Okay.
I'm not nervous.
I am going to guess every 4 years. Lock it in.
Let's see if Sierra can save you. In ancient Greece, how often were the Olympic Games held? You said every 4 years. Let's see if she said something different so she can save you. Oh, she said every 4 years. She can't save you.
It's all right, we're holding
strong. Holding strong.
We're holding strong.
In ancient Greece, how often were the Olympic Games held? Every 4 years. You got $50,000. We are playing for $100,000 when we come back.
All right.
Welcome back to our celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our student, Tony Hawk, has got $50,000. He is playing for the Tony Hawk Foundation. You have two classmates left.
All right. Oh, it's so tough. I think I'm gonna go with Nathan.
Nathan, come up here.
Nathan.
That's pretty cool to meet Tony Hawk, isn't it?
Yeah, he's tall.
He is tall. Four subjects. I know before I ask you, when I say which ones do you like, you're going to say all of them.
Not U.S. history, though.
Not U.S. history, though, which is a fifth grade question.
That makes two of us. We're not picking that one.
You said you didn't like history. Nathan doesn't like history.
I'm going to go with math.
Fourth grade math. You get this right, the Tony Hawk Foundation gets $100,000, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tony, here is the fourth grade math question. How many factors does the number 121 have? How many factors does the number 121 have?
Wow.
Before you hit the buzzer.
Okay.
In this classroom, you can see the question and still drop out with the money. Right now, you have $50,000.
Okay.
Your classmate Nathan is doing the math, and he is just locked in.
21 and a half. Let me do some sort of mental calculations. Let's see. My first instinct would be 11, but 11 does not go into 121, does it? We go 99, 101, no. Does 3 go into 121?
You get this right, kids all over the country in math clubs are gonna have Tony Hawk posters in there, you know that one.
Okay, let's see.
Now here's your options, Tony, because I want the foundation to make money. Right now, you got $50,000. You have a copy left. You have a save left. If you think you know the answer, but you're wrong, and he's right, he could save you.
Yes.
Or you could drop out of school with $50,000.
I want to say that 121 is a prime number. Because I've gone through some calculations, and nothing that I can think of goes into it. Factor except one and itself. So, my gut instinct is 2. How many factors? And you know what? I'm just gonna hope that Nathan saves me if I'm wrong. So, I'm gonna go with 2.
How many factors does the number 121 have? What do you think the two factors are?
121 and 1.
121 and 1. Tony, that's not right.
It's not right. I thought I went through all
the Let's see what your classmates over here said. 1443.
3 factors.
Do you think any of them are right?
Sure.
Do you have any idea which one? Or 2?
My mind is drawing a blank. Why is that?
The 3 factors are 1, 11,
11. I thought I went through the 11.
And 121. 121 is 11 squared.
Oh, it is.
Mackenzie, didn't you say 3?
Yes.
That 3 is the right answer. I gotta tell you, I have loved watching you skate through the years. I think I love watching you do math in here more than I like watching you skate. Here's where we're at. The only way you stay in the class.
Yeah, that's right.
Is if this 10-year-old boy said 3.
I believe in Nathan.
We're gonna see what Nathan said when we come back. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our student, Tony Hawk, has got $50,000. He is playing for the Tony Hawk Foundation. You are our star student. You thought you were done with math. You became a professional skateboarder. And here we stand.
It all makes sense now. Of course, 11 squared is 121.
It always does later.
Yeah.
How many factors does the number 121 have? You said two.
But the answer is three.
That the answer was three.
Yeah.
The only way we keep going is if this fifth grader said three. Take a look at the board, Tony.
If Nathan said three, you'll have $100,000. If he has any other answer, you drop down to $25,000.
Nathan said
three!
Nathan! I am completely humbled. And I thought I was good at math, and here I am. Nathan is the man.
You just got saved by Nathan. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Thanks, buddy.
You just won his foundation $100,000.
Nathan, we are dedicating a park to you.
Yeah, Nathan Park, I like that.
Yes.
Three subjects left. Nathan said he didn't like history. You said you didn't like history.
Oh, there's only one choice there. It's geography. There's just no literature and history. There's no way.
Our fourth grade world geography question is... The country of Estonia is located on which continent? The country of Estonia is located on which continent? Nathan has locked in. You're a world traveler.
I'm a world traveler. Unfortunately, haven't been to Estonia.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm so tempted to drop out. I want to say Europe.
Here's what your options are. You could drop out. You've got $100,000.
You used your save when Nathan bailed you out on the last question.
He's still at the podium. You could copy his paper.
And I noticed that he answered it quickly, which gives me confidence.
You're on your way to $1 million.
True. That's tough, man.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Tougher than the 900?
In its own way, absolutely.
In its own way.
That's painful. Well.
How many, you were the first guy to do the 900. How many rotations is that?
Two and a half.
Wow.
In the air.
Wow.
I'd much rather go do that on a ramp for the money for the foundation right now. You know, I would hate to just play it safe, and I honestly believe in Nathan. And I want to copy his answer.
You want to lock that in?
We'll lock that in.
Somehow you didn't strike me as a guy that plays it safe. Nathan bailed you out the last time. Did you have a guess?
Did I have a guess?
Yes. The country of Estonia is located on which continent?
My guess was Europe, but something says Africa to me too, so.
Let's see what Sierra said. Sierra said Africa.
Africa? That's my answer, Africa?
I will tell you this. It doesn't happen very often, but she and Nathan disagree.
Oh yeah? Hmm.
Let's see what Nathan said. Nathan said Europe.
Nathan.
Which was what you were thinking.
Yes.
Your other guess was?
Africa.
Africa. One of them is right. On the last question, Nathan won your foundation $100,000. This time, He's done it again. You got $175,000. I am so proud of you. Good job.
Yeah, buddy. I love that guy.
How about that? Tony, here's the great news. The Tony Hawk Foundation has got $175,000.
Thank you.
Here's the bad news. You have used both of your cheats and you're safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Your classmates can no longer help you, which means Olivia has to remain there.
Sorry, Olivia.
It's okay.
It's just you and me.
And literature and U.S. history.
And literature and U.S. history. Tony, do not hit this button too quickly.
All right.
You can see the question and still drop out.
Okay.
You can skate away with $175,000. Two left, pick your poison.
Oh, literature.
Literature. The $300,000 question is coming up when we come back.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Welcome back to the Celebrity Edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our star student is none other than Tony Hawk. With a little help from your friends, you have won the Tony Hawk Foundation $175,000.
Thank you very much.
What I don't want you to do is drop back down to $25,000, which happens if you answer incorrectly, okay?
Okay.
Tony, the fifth grade literature question
yeah.
worth $300,000 is this. The poem, Paul Revere's Ride, was written by what 19th century author?
Wow.
The poem, Paul Revere's Ride, was written by what 19th century author? In this classroom, you can see the question and still drop out with the money. Right now, you can walk out of here with
$175,000. I'm done. All right.
Now, you're two questions from a million.
Yeah, what am I gonna say? I don't even have a educated guess. Like, I have no idea. So, I'm gonna drop out.
Do you know who Paul Revere is?
Yes.
The correct answer is Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Yeah, it's so, yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
After you hear it, everybody's like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah, right. They knew it if it was multiple choice.
Tony, we have had a ball with you today. The Tony Hawk Foundation has got $175,000.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, all you guys. Thank you.
Now, before we start building new skate parks in low-income areas, there's one little piece of business we have to take care of.
No problem.
There's a camera right over there.
Say it loud.
And say it proud.
Hey, hey, I'm Tony Hawk, and there's no way I'm smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.